was a very, very outspoken man, very blunt about his remarks. He said, I'll either save him or I'll kill him. And he was writing out a prescription, and his eyes were closing on him. My father says, you know what you're doing? He said, don't worry. So my parents were telling me that they were putting needles this long in my spine. You know, and my back was starting to curve, you know. And I was at the little Mother Cabrini Hospital. And finally, when he saw that I was getting better, I wasn't baptized yet or anything. So he insists that he be my godfather, because he had saved my life. He was the head doctor at Oak Forest. And his brother was the president of the sanitary district. He had another brother by the name of Dave, who was a dentist. Frank Chesro was the president of the sanitary district. He was a pharmacist. And he had a sister. They had drugstores, a chain of drugstores.
God, that's amazing.
I think there was about three or four doctors in the family with the two pharmacists.
How did you had your eyes fixed, because they're not crossed now?
Well, I had them operated on. And I had them operated on by a colored doctor. See, I used to fight. In a ring. And sometimes they'd examine me, and sometimes they wouldn't. If they examined me, well, I couldn't fight. But if they didn't, I'd fight, you know. But there was a little colored fighter that he wanted to become a fighter. And I used to see him working out in the gym, and I watched him, and everything he was doing wrong. And everybody, all the other fighters ignored him, because he was the only colored fighter that was coming up to the CYO Center. And I kind of felt sorry for this fella, this boy. And he was punching the small bags. He couldn't keep it going. And he looked at me in disgust, like, as if to say, geez, what am I doing wrong, you know? And I could see that he wanted to ask me that question, but he was afraid to. So I volunteered my services to him, and I told him, I says, the reason why you can't keep that bag going is because you're dropping your arm. After you hit the bag, you drop it, and you cannot bring it up fast enough. So as you got to keep your arms up high and punch the bag, see? And I showed him. So he tried it, and he was making a little headway. Well, this boy's name was Al Riesner. He became the third-ranking lightweight contender
for
of the world.
Sake.
And I showed him how to jump rope, how to punch the big bag, and shadow box and everything. And when he found out that I wasn't getting my fights, because they were getting a little strict on the exams, I wasn't going up to the gym, and he asked about me, and they told him that I wasn't fighting anymore because I couldn't make past the exam. He called me up and suggested I get operated on. That he would pay for my operation. And all the doctors I went to wanted $1,500, $1,600, $2,000 for the operation. But I ended up going to this doctor. He was at the University of Chicago. His name was Dr. William Moses Jones. He's the board of director at the Jackson Park Hospital, the Providence Hospital. And
he's still there?
Yes.
Wow.
And finally I went to him, and he operated on me, and my father kept saying, how much is it going to cost? He said, don't worry about that. My father said, I have to worry. I got to pay the bill.
Really? How old were you then?
Oh, about 18, 19 years old. So he would never give my father the price of the operation. So finally my father says, well, I can't go through with it, because if I don't know what it's going to cost,
Well, just sort of a normal case.
Read it out loud?
Yeah.
One February day when I was 10, my mother went to O'Hare Airport to meet my brother. My friends and I were waiting outside while my sister did the grocery shopping. My friend wanted to borrow some money, but I said no. I would give it to him tomorrow. We always had chocolate milk and coffee cake around 4 o'clock. My dog used to give us an awful lot of trouble. He jumped all over us when we saw the coffee cake. We call him Hungry Sam from Chicago. Then we played Kick the Can. One man was it. He was past. He ran past him as fast as we couldn't kick the tin can, so he couldn't tag us. Sammy used to grab the can and dash the length of the street. We'd chase him with a baseball bat, yelling, bad boy, but he was too fast. Only my aunt could catch him. She had him do tricks. She even had him ask for a glass of milk and jump into a paper bag. Then she gave him sausage with syrup to eat and a bowl of water to drink. I remember where he was run over, not far from our corner. He darted out about 4 feet before a car, and he got hit hard. The priest and police came and took him away. We didn't have the heart to play ball or cards all day. In fact, we didn't play at all until next morning. We didn't know we cared so much for him until he was hurt. There's something strange about that. How can I remember everything he did? This thing, that thing, and the other thing.